You're listening to SBS News.
Five terrifically twisted tales by five Indigenous filmmakers are about to be unveiled to the world.
And a backlight, and then two from up here, and then we'll get a drone to come through.
And I want a wide shot of the landscape.
Bjorn Stewart and Cody Bedford are part of a growing number of Indigenous filmmakers branching into horror. They use the genre to tell unique stories about their culture and reach a wider audience. They've both created short films which form part of a 75-minute horror anthology called Dark Place, which premieres in Sydney next week. Actor-turned-director Bjorn Stewart is stepping behind the camera this time for his splatter comedy Killer Native to what he describes as bring outback zombies into the frame.
I've had this idea since I was 15. I always wanted a blackfella zombie film. Blackfellas were attacked with smallpox to lessen the numbers. So I'd always had this idea of like, well, what if there's a virus like smallpox didn't work the same way as it did for white fellas? What if we came back from the dead?
Cody Bedford says her directorial debut, Scout, centres around the sisterhood of Aboriginal women.
This is about exploring females, in particular Aboriginal females who are exploited in society and they're finding their place in the world. If you did it in a drama format, it might be seen differently. People might not come because, that sounds boring. But if you've got a bit of blood and gore in there, you can definitely find ways to get messages across.
Why are you not scared of this, man?
In 2017, Jordan Peele changed mainstream cinema forever with his horror film Get Out, a razor-sharp social satire about racial issues in the United States.
And the Oscar goes to Jordan Peele, Get Out.
Mr. Peele also made history as the first black person to win an Oscar for original screenplay. He gave this moving acceptance speech.
I stopped writing this movie about 20 times because I thought it was impossible. I thought it wasn't going to work. I thought no one would ever make this movie. But I kept coming back to it because I knew if someone let me make this movie, that people would hear it and people would see it.
There's a family in our driveway.
It's probably the neighbors.
Mr. Peele followed up his win with the box office smash Us and has inspired a new wave of diverse filmmakers, including Miss Bedford.
He's taken a story which has probably been said, around family campfires and laughed about. So often, I'll pitch an idea and they'll say there's no audience for that. I think Jordan Peele really proves that there is an audience.
Mr. Stewart agrees that Peele has been an inspiration.
There's a new generation of voices that change up the way that, we tell these things, like ideas of colonialism or generational trauma or something like these hard, heavy issues, but able to like put them in a lighter frame or an entertaining frame and get a broader message out.
Sydney film critic Travis Johnson says the genre has long been used as an avenue for minority groups to find a voice and share their stories.
Genre has always been a site where marginalised people can find a voice. People always like to think that horror is making a resurgence or genre is making a resurgence. It never goes away. It's always there. It's just every so often the mainstream starts to pay attention.
Dark Place premieres at the Sydney Film Festival, which starts next week. Festival director Nashan Moodley says the annual event is dedicated to offering a stage for the underrepresented.
We have a really enthusiastic audience for films that are not common, that are not easily seen. People love seeing horror because they love being scared, and it's wonderful, I think more wonderful to be scared in a room filled with other scared people. That's the wonderful communal experience of going to the cinema.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.